This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Consumer Finance Protection Bureau is calling attention to in-store credit cards that promise no interest for 6 to 12 months, but then charge that amount in one big gulp if the whole purchase is not paid for at the end of the period. American Bar Association has finally proposed that harassment or discrimination of clients by lawyers based on race, sex, religion, or socioeconomic status would be professional misconduct. A Chevron oil and gas facility was attacked by armed militants called the Niger Delta Avengers off of the southern coast of Nigeria. Militants want a greater share of oil profits for communities whose fishing and agricultural grounds have been damaged by oil pollution. New government in Myanmar under Nobel laureate Dao Aung San Suu Kyi is continuing their persecution of the Muslim population called Rohingya, including asking the U.S. not to say their name because they claim that even after generations they are not citizens. Reportedly, Hillary Clinton is already tilting to the right to try to pick up disgruntled Republicans. Jeb Bush says he will not support Trump, and some Senate candidates are advised to not go to the Republican convention. The Labour Party candidate was elected as mayor of London, the first Muslim to hold the office. New rules issued by the president of Harvard would hold that members of exclusive single-sex clubs enrolling some 30% of the students would be prohibited and barred from any leadership position at the university, including captains of sports teams, and from any recommendations for the university for awards or postgraduate honors. Observers are expecting the rates for Obamacare to increase in 2017. A poll of people in Chicago found that they had lost faith in their public institutions like the police, school, courts, and that's particularly true among African Americans. Good news for pensioners. The Treasury Department has rejected a plan to cut benefits for 270,000 union drivers and retirees who belong to the Central States Pension Fund of the Teamster Union. Greek workers called a three-day general strike to protest another round of austerity measures, pension cuts, and tax hikes. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.